News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The US President Joe Biden has denounced as outrageous an application by the International Criminal Court's prosecutor for an arrest warrant for Israel's Prime Minister and Defence Minister. Scott Lucas, Professor of US and International Politics with the Clinton Institute at UCD, is with us. Morning, Scott.
Very good morning to you.
Look, I suppose the ICC was trying to walk a delicate line by bringing in not just the Prime Minister of Israel and the Defence Minister, but the leaders of Hamas as well to try and make a point. But it hasn't gone down well either in Israel or the United States.
Yeah, I need to start with, of course, that this is just simply a recommendation by the prosecutor and that we now have weeks and possibly months before judges decide on whether or not these warrants will be issued. But I think before talking about the response, you just start from the point that it is the prosecutor's job to assess whether there are potential war crimes and crimes against humanity. And the prosecutor has assessed, look, when it comes to Hamas's attacks on October the 7th against Israel and that mass killing of civilians, this could constitute such war crimes. And that Israel's mass killing since October 7th and its denial of aid to Gazans, bringing some to the point of starvation, could also be a war crime. You know, that's his job. You know, he's there to present this, and it's now up to the judges to make the finding. It's unexpected that Hamas would criticize this as saying, no, we haven't committed war crimes. It's definitely unexpected. It's definitely expected that Benjamin Netanyahu would say, no, you know, this is outrageous. This is anti-Semitic. And to be honest with you, it is completely expected that Joe Biden would continue to give some political cover to Netanyahu, even as the Americans, in a very limited way, are trying to isolate and restrict Netanyahu over the war in Gaza.
What is the likely effect going to be in Israel, do you think? There has been some speculation in recent days that Netanyahu's coalition was under pressure with those at the centre threatening to walk away. The effect really here will be to solidify that support around the Prime Minister, one would assume.
I think the timing is actually significant to go the other way, possibly. And that is that, you know, we have a diversity of opinion in Israel. This is not that all Israelis support this open-ended war, which is now in its eighth month. There has been criticism from the start by some Israelis, and that has grown, not necessarily that they want the war to end, but over the actual conduct of the war with no apparent idea of how this winds up. And a few days ago, Benny Gantz, who is one of the three members of the war cabinet, gave Netanyahu 3 weeks. He said, you've got 3 weeks to define how we're going to conclude this war, how we're going to get political leadership in Gaza, and how we're going to get our hostages back. And it's significant that the prosecutor, the ICC prosecutor, named Benjamin Netanyahu and Defense Minister Yoav Gallant for possible war crimes, but did not name Gantz. Giving Gantz a little bit of political space if indeed he decides to make this move against Netanyahu.
There are, of course, precedents here when it comes to rulings of the International Criminal Court. If the judges agree with the prosecutor, then Netanyahu will join a rather ignominious list.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, some of your listeners might remember we go back to the aftermath of the wars in the Balkans when the Serbian leader, Slobodan Milosevic, was imprisoned and was awaiting trial on ICC charges when he died of a heart attack. Liberia's Charles Taylor faced trial. But it was Vladimir Putin last year who added to that list you mentioned when he was indicted by the ICC over his deportation of Ukraine's children during that 27-month Russian invasion that is ongoing. Of course, Vladimir Putin is not in danger of being lifted and put in prison by the ICC as long as he stays inside Russia. Similarly, as long as Benjamin Netanyahu and the Hamas leaders stay in Israel and Gaza, we don't get the drama of them being behind bars. But this is still a very symbolically important decision by the prosecutor.
Scott Lucas of University College Dublin, the Clinton Institute. Thank you very much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.